Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess.
It's The Morning Mess. Time for another one. Staycation setup. Say good morning to Oscar.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
My guy, what's going on with you and your girl, Quinn?
So, I think that she's cheating on me. Basically, what happened was I surprised her at work, and now I don't know what's going on. I think maybe she's, like, seeing some other guy or what's happening. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm really sorry to hear that, but what exactly happened? I mean, you surprised her, and then?
So, she's a summer school teacher. So she's there all the time, and I know that she doesn't always get a chance to eat lunch. So I thought I'm going to be, you know, Mr. Nice Guy, and I'm going to surprise her at work. I'm going to bring some lunch, and we can eat together.
Okay.
So I go to her classroom, and she's got her back to the door, and she's, like, grading papers or doing something. And so I thought I'm going to be sweet and romantic, and I cover her eyes, and I just kiss her on the neck, and she is like, oh, baby, not right now. I'm doing something important. Right, she didn't seem very surprised that I was there, and so I take my hands off, and I'm like, well, how did you know it was me? And she turned around, and then she looked really surprised right then, like I just caught her off guard, and she's like, what are you doing here?
What?
Oh, my
Who
God.
Did you think I was? And then, it seemed like she was like, oh, yeah, no, I knew it was you. I was just surprised that you snuck up on me, and I'm like, but you weren't surprised that someone was kissing your neck from behind, but you're surprised to see me. So who did you think was going to be kissing you on the neck? And, like, you know what I mean? Like, who?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You have a very valid point. I mean, did she say anything about it? Like, what was her excuse after that? I don't know what I would do if I was you.
She just tried to play it off. Like, she's like, oh, I'm just flustered. Like, you know, I've never surprised her at work before. But she, like I said, she wasn't surprised at first. And then later she was like, oh, it's you. As in, like, I was expecting somebody else to be kissing my neck, but who would already be there?
Wow. So you've never done that before. There's no way that she would have been so comfortable that she knew it was you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a school, so she's not going to have a stranger. So is she, like, I don't know. Is she hooking up with, like, one of the other teachers?
Oh, hello. That's a hell of an after-school program.
Oh, my God. How long have you two been dating?
I would say about 9 months.
Oh, so, yeah.
Damn, you're the side chick.
Stop, you don't know that.
That is crazy.
We're exclusive for sure, and we talk like, hey, this is real, like, I think it's going somewhere, but, man, if she's creeping around on me, then obviously, what else is she lying about?
Right. Do you suspect anybody? Have you met the other staff?
Not really. Like I said, this is the first time that I've really ever been to her work. And maybe there's a reason why. Maybe she's, like, keeping me away. I don't know. But she was not happy to see me there, that's for sure.
Dang, that's tough. I think we can ask you 1,000 questions, but I think we get to it. So we'll do the staycation setup, Oscar. We'll call your lady Quinn. Offer a free romantic hotel stay. Tell her she won that. And then Anisha can ask her that question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully says your name. If not, are we stopping it automatically? We do have counselors available if you're trying to work on the relationship, or is it over?
You know what? I don't know how I'm going to react. I want to talk to her and, like, see what's going on. Like, why, I guess.
Man, let's find out if your girl's cheating or not. And then if she is, I can't wait to see what you're going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, also counseling services, but, like, okay, you know, just in case.
Hold on right there, Oscar. We need a number, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. Staycation setup up next. Morning Mess. Morning Mess in the middle of a staycation setup. We were catching up with Oscar, and he let us know he suspects his girlfriend Quinn is cheating on him. Went to her work. She's a teacher. Went to his work. went behind her, surprised, first time at her job place, gave her a little kissy kiss on the necky neck, and she's like, stop, not now. And then when she turned around, Oscar, she's like, oh, it's you.
Yeah, and then, like, she was super surprised that it was me. Not surprised that someone was kissing her neck.
That's crazy.
Super surprised that it was me kissing her neck.
Wow.
What possible other explanation? There really isn't.
Mm-mm.
We're going to do the staycation setup, and again, I ask you, if she is cheating, is it over? I know you've been dating 8-9 months, or you invested into this to try it out.
In my heart, I got to think it's over, but I got to hear what you got to say.
If it was another teacher, that's a lady. Would you be like, oh, okay, well then. You
cheating
know
is cheating, Joey.
Let's just try to find out where this goes.
I don't know. Maybe once the anger subsides, but I think it's anger first.
Okay.
What?
You know what, Oscar, let's just do the staycation setup. Can we just call her?
Please.
Yeah.
We're going to call her up, offer a free romantic hotel stay, ask her who she wants to put on that reservation. If she says your name, Oscar, all good. If not, the show is yours, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. Good luck.
Hello.
Hello, is this Quinn?
Yeah, this is Quinn. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, Quinn, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We are adding in a honeymoon package.
I think you have the wrong number, but thank you.
I'm not sure. I mean, you are Quinn, correct?
Yes.
I do have your name and number here. They match. I'm working off of an online database. This is a free romantic weekend stay, and it's just for you. I'm just calling to congratulate you and set you up.
Okay, so I won something? Like, I signed up for something, and, like, it's just a little random.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let me go ahead and explain that to you. So we're partnering up with Google and Yelp, and we were hoping to give this to you in exchange of a review for your experience. Basically, we're giving this to you for free, and we were working with their online database. So that's how we were able to get your name and number.
Okay.
So if everything is good with you, I just wanted to get you set up. So there's no deposits, fees, or taxes. This free weekend stay is a great opportunity to show someone special in your life how much you appreciate them.
Okay. Can I, like, agree and then pick a date later?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just go ahead and do as much as we can right now with your reservation, and we can postpone scheduling. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So, Quinn, let me start off by asking, with this free romantic weekend stay, your guest of honor gets a personal note, and in that note, you can leave, like, a special message for them. I wanted to see if you had something you'd like to leave for them.
So it's like lovey-dovey stuff, right?
It is designed to be a romantic weekend stay. That's the best way to enjoy this.
Okay, cool. Can you have it say, teach me something new?
I am writing that down. So, Quinn, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Can you put down Austin?
Gotta be fucking kidding me right now.
Hey, Quinn. Really quick, the morning mess here. You're live on the radio. Your man, Oscar, on the line.
I am confused as to what's happening right now.
Okay, yeah, you're confused. Let me go ahead and explain this to you, all right? You decided, hey, you know what? I want to marry you someday. We should move in together. Oh. But instead, you're going behind my back and you're cheating with some
No, stop. Listen. At work, I was just, like, bored, and I let myself...
You're bored, so you hook up with another teacher?
No. It was wrong. Like, he's not anything. Like, I got seduced by someone, whatever, but, like, he's not my everything. Like,
then why take him?
No, if I'm your everything, then you wouldn't have done that to me, all right?
True.
You don't do that to someone
who's sometimes
your everything.
No.
I feel so stupid right now. You're the smart one. You're the teacher. You will hook up with whoever you want, and I'm the stupid one who just stays at home, right?
No, babe, that's not. It's over. I'll end it with him. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah, it already is over. Okay, you should have never started this. No, now we're done. Now we're done.
Okay,
I'm not forgiving you. I don't forgive you. When I come home today, have all your out of the place.
No,
right?
I would just like to add that we have counseling services if you two would like to work things out.
I don't know who you are right now. I thought that this was something else, so, like, please just let me and him deal with this.
There's you and Austin, okay? You can just talk to him all day, have him teach you how to find your own place, have him teach you how to have somebody all these nice things for you that I used to do, but instead you've been lying, okay? You don't need lessons on that, all right? I don't need you, all right? Done. Out of my life.
It's over.
Quinn, any last words?
I'm already done.
You're done with it. Okay. I think he's just over it.
Just don't do, no, like you're upset.
Quinn, we got to let you go, baby. He's over it. You definitely are suffering from diabetes.
Oh, God.
Cleared up for a couple weeks, but it's back.
Okay.
Quinn will let you go. Okay, bye.
Oh, my God.
You know, yeah.
Oscar, man, I'm sorry you had to go through that, bro.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even remember her name. I'm already on Tinder.
It was Quinn. It was Quinn.
I've been swiping.
Q-U-I-N-N.
I've been swiping for the last 3 minutes.
You've been, okay.
I'm sure you're just saying that because you're hurt. It sucks because you really thought that this girl was maybe going to be your wife. She filled your head with a bunch of lies, so I'm sorry that happened to you.
Whatever. I appreciate it, but she was garbage, and I shouldn't have wasted my time with her, and that's on me for wasting my time with trash, so.
Well, you know, the counseling services, you can take them by yourself if you want.
No, I'm going to find counseling maybe at a strip club. I'm going to find
there
counseling.
There you go. Attaboy.
Counseling. I'm going to talk to her, maybe her friends, and see what their deal is.
Okay, just wear
take
a mask.
Some take some time.
At the strip
know?
Club, yeah,
no, just
definitely.
Just do nothing.
You got to finagle the bagel, baby.
Oh, my God.
Finagle your bagel at home.
They like bagels at Jaguars.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.